Hello, hi, can I help you today? Hi there, thanks for picking up. I'm just exploring your voice AI service to see what you offer. Could you tell me a bit about your main features and how your platform stands out? I'm curious to learn what makes you special. Hey, Douglas, it's Mary. How's everything on your end today? Hi, Mary. Everything's going great on my end. Thanks for asking. How about you? By the way, just to keep things clear, I'm actually Dasha, your friendly AI assistant here to chat about our voice AI platform. What would you like to know more about today? Yeah, it's Mary from Dasha AI. I'm giving you a ring because we work with a few other companies like Acme Plumbers. Have you heard our name tossed around? Oh, hey, Mary. I haven't heard much about Dasha AI from Acme Plumbers yet, but that sounds interesting. Could you tell me a bit more about how you help companies like them? I'm all ears. Well, I'm a manager on Dasha AI's client success team on a recorded line. We specialize in automating lead generation with AI that operates at a human level, significantly enhancing revenue streams for businesses like yours. I usually take a few minutes to discuss how we can potentially help. Just a heads up, we've had some audio issues today, so I apologize if there's any delay. Now I'm curious, in your business, what are the main challenges you face regarding lead generation and revenue growth? Thanks for the heads up about the audio. Lead generation and revenue growth can be tricky, right? For many businesses, it's about reaching the right people efficiently without sounding robotic or pushy. I'm curious, how does Dasha AI's human-level voice AI tackle those challenges differently? Tell me more about reaching the right people efficiently without sounding robotic or pushy. Sure thing. Well, the magic is in our AI's natural conversational style. Like, it sounds warm and engaging, not like a machine reading a script. It can handle complex dialogues, answer questions, and adapt its tone based on the conversation flow. This way, it builds trust and keeps prospects interested, which boosts lead quality and conversion rates. Does that sound like something your team could benefit from? Now, I'm curious, let's say it's 12 months from now and you used our service and it turned out better than you could have possibly imagined. What does that look like? I love that forward-thinking question. In 12 months, I'd imagine your team seeing a steady stream of qualified leads coming in without the usual hassle, more conversations that feel natural and less time spent chasing cold contacts. Revenue would be up thanks to higher conversion rates, and your sales team could focus on closing deals instead of prospecting. Sounds like a win-win, right? What would be your ideal outcome? What do you mean by steady stream of qualified leads, and why is that important to you? Great question. By a steady stream of qualified leads, I mean consistently getting contacts who are genuinely interested and fit your target profile, not just random names. This matters because it saves your team time and effort, letting them focus on meaningful conversations that are more likely to turn into sales. It's like having a smart assistant who filters out the noise and brings you the best opportunities. Does that resonate with your experience? Tell me more about how saving time and focusing on meaningful conversations impacts your business. Absolutely. Saving time means your sales team can spend more energy on building relationships and closing deals instead of chasing dead ends. Focusing on meaningful conversations boosts morale and productivity because reps feel their efforts are making a real difference. Plus, it speeds up the sales cycle so revenue comes in faster. Overall, it's about working smarter, not harder. How does your current process compare? Now, kind of bringing it back to the present day here, what are some of the biggest problems or constraints you're facing right now? Good question. Many businesses I talk to mention challenges like limited sales team bandwidth, difficulty reaching decision makers, and the struggle to keep conversations engaging without sounding scripted. Sometimes it's also about managing follow-ups efficiently. Do any of those ring true for you? Or is there something else on your mind? What are all the ways limited sales team bandwidth, difficulty reaching decision makers, and managing follow-ups are affecting the business right now? Those challenges can really pile up. Limited sales bandwidth means fewer calls and emails get made, so potential deals slip through the cracks. Difficulty reaching decision makers slows down the sales cycle and wastes time on gatekeepers. And managing follow-ups poorly can lead to missed opportunities and frustrated prospects. Altogether, it can stunt growth and keep revenue from hitting its potential. Does that sound familiar in your situation? Can you go a bit deeper on how missed opportunities and frustrated prospects are impacting your growth? Absolutely. Missed opportunities mean lost revenue that could have fueled growth. Each one is a potential customer slipping away. Frustrated prospects might share their negative experience, which can hurt your reputation and make future outreach harder. Plus, it lowers your team's motivation when they see leads fall through. Over time, this creates a cycle that slows momentum and makes hitting targets tougher. Have you noticed anything like that in your business?